What's up? I'm Armin van Buuren and welcome to a special podcast to talk about my new double mix compilation, State of Trance 2021. I've been doing this for many years and it would be a good moment right now to talk about this compilation that I'm releasing every year. A lot of you guys out there are already anticipating the new release months before it actually gets released. So Ruben and I thought it would be a good moment to have a little chat about the compilation. So welcome, Ruben.
Yeah, hey. Excited to be here, yeah.
The State of Trance album compilation series. Maybe it's good to tell a little bit for people that don't know anything about a State of Trance. Let's start.
Start at the beginning.
Start at the beginning.
So first of all, the history. How did you come up with the idea to start the series, State of Trance, the mix compilation?
The very first compilation that was actually called A State of Trance was a compilation I did when I was with another label, mm-hmm. and I didn't start Armada yet, which was with United Recordings.
Yeah.
And a few years later, I founded Armada Music together with my partners, Michael and David. And that was actually on the back of the radio show that I did every week, which started at Slam FM, later ID&T Radio. I was asked to do Thursday nights. On June 1st, 2001, the very first episode of A State of Trance was...
Just over 20 years ago.
And every year, I also, besides the radio show, I also release a couple of compilation. Of course, A State of Trance year mixes, mm-hmm. which is one of those mixes that always gets broadcasted as well. It's a two-hour mix which showcases more than 100 tracks, the big tracks of that year. And every year around, well, somewhere between February and May... we always release this one, the State of Trance 2021 annual mix compilation.
It's always around the Miami, the Ultra Music Festival period, right?
Yeah, well, it's a good time to release a new compilation because it's usually when I have a lot of new music standing by for the summer, new tracks for myself. And of course, I'm an A&R as well. I actively A&R a couple of the labels that we run here at Armada. State of Trance, Armind, Who's Afraid of 138, mm-hmm. and I'm also involved in a couple of the other labels, but I'm not the head A&R of those labels. And we sign a lot of those tracks together, of course.
Yeah. So the first one was in 2004. That was before Armada started even. And the show started in 2001.
No, that was the first one that was on Armada.
This one was on Armada already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It was the first big compilation that we did on Armada. I remember mixing that compilation live in Armada, one take. Yeah. It was mixed in one take at Arjan Rietvink.
So this was still with vinyls, right?
I'm not sure. I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it was. And it was a very successful compilation. It was also released in America. It was basically the kickoff of that series. It was just like, you know, I have so much new music. And besides the radio show, it would be cool to do a compilation, an annual compilation. I wasn't a fan of the years, State of Trance 2004, 2005, but Michael convinced me that that was the way to go. And I'm actually glad he did because it really showcases, you know, the main tracks that I feel could be important for that year.
Well, looking at this track list, he did a good guess on the tracks that we were reporting, like Robert Nixon's Spiral, Burn with Desire. It's all on here. But one thing that really stands out over here is that this one doesn't have the theme yet. You started with on the beach and in the club. Later on in the period, can you tell a little bit more about that?
Well, I wanted to think about the compilation, not just drop like a bunch of trance tracks on a 2 CD. Mm-hmm. You know, the length of a CD is, you know, roughly 70 minutes per CD. And I thought it would be cool to have two themes. So I started thinking long and hard and I came up with On the Beach and In the Club. So On the Beach would be more sort of, you know, still trancey, but more progressive, more vocals, more relaxed, like for when you're on the beach, you're chilling with your friends. And mix two would be more for like when you're doing your hair and getting ready to go to a club, yes. All exciting, lots of energy, and the big anthems should be more on mix two. So there's more energy to the In the Club mixes. On the Beach discs are more, you know, balearic, more classic, Armin, chilled out kind of mixes. So I'm actually really, really excited that we made those choices because it makes it more easy for me to pick tracks. When I do a compilation like this, mm-hmm. I always pick around 80 to 100 tracks that I sign or put on hold. What actually decides that puts the track on the compilation for me is the order. So the mix needs to have a natural flow. So once I've finished doing a mix, I always go out of my studio, whether it's working out or I'm going for a long drive, to listen to the mix to see if it has a flow.
Mm-hmm.
And often I change the mix because I feel it's not, you know, it's not a story. So every mix that I've released since 2004 always has a certain flow for me. You know, it's a DJ story. So it's not 1+1. It's actually 1+1 is 3 because the story that the tracks tell, the mix gets something extra, and it really should have an identity, a strong identity. A couple of tracks should really stand out for me. And I always pick a couple of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to include just new music because I feel like I've done that in one of the sessions and I thought it was too many new tracks. So I make it a thing that it's kind of a mix between 50% brand new tracks, 50% tracks that are already out there, are doing really well on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And tracks that I plan on playing a lot in my DJ sets, or tracks that I feel, you know, deserve more attention. It could also mean that, you know, that a track of mine doesn't fit the mix.
Did that ever happen?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's tracks, even on this edition, you know, the one with Sander Van Doorn is not on the mix.
Yeah.
Which would have been a logical thing to put it on there.
Yeah.
I did another track called Goodbye, which is coming out really soon, that I absolutely love, but it was just not fitting for this mix. So
you narrowed down 80 tracks to 30, something like that.
No, 40.
40.
40 tracks. Yeah. So when I sign or shortlist, I call it a shortlist. When I shortlist a track for the compilation, I always tell the producer, hey, it's not a guarantee that it's actually on there. So I really look at...
I've been in that spot many times.
Yeah. So I really look at the order and...
The right key as well.
The right key. But most of all, it's flow. I can't really explain it, but it's more like... Does this mix have a flow? Does it tell a story? You know, does it take me anywhere? Is it exciting? So it can't always be the same story.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be predictable in that sense, but it is trance music. So it is purely based on energetic, melodic. And I know there's a huge demand for it. So people kind of expect that. So yeah, maybe I'm sometimes a little bit overthinking it too much as well. So it's an exciting thing to do. And I usually end up using between 18 and 22 tracks per disc. But again, I'm not editing the tracks just for because they have to be shorter or to put more tracks on the compilation.
Because the story
needs to be the story. Exactly.
Hey, what makes this different? This mix a lot different than the other ones, besides that none of this music has been played in the clubs. Like normally you would put a couple of tracks on the album that has been doing really well in your sets on Ultra or something like that.
But well, I'm lucky that we do the radio show in this studio every week. So we do have the response from the fans, and that I do take that into account. I do look at the, you know, at all the websites on Beatport, on 1001 Tracklist, on you know, seeing what other DJs like. I mean, if there's a huge trance track, like a, you know, a couple of years ago, one that springs to mind was a big Ali and Fila track that was doing really well. On this compilation, I included a track by Elan Bluestone that was doing really well. And it's an older track. It's like 6 months old. But I liked it so much that I included it on the compilation. I feel if there's a few big hits, that should be on the comp, you know, because I still listen to these CDs in years from now. So I went, oh, that's 2021. I remember that's a good track.
We should actually...
But to answer your question, what makes this album different than others? Well, I think COVID. I mean, we've all been affected by this. I've been more productive than ever, simply because I'm not touring.
Every week a new track.
And I have a tan now, because I don't have a jet lag, indeed. And I'm just spending a lot of time in the studio. That's why there's a lot of my own tracks.
But it's also the music, I feel, that it's a little bit different than previous years.
What do you think is different?
Because I think it's more... more progressive as well, especially on the beaches, less Balearic, but more techno or more progressive influence. That's at least how I, because that's the climate that we live in right now, the musical climate.
Yeah, techno, there's a secret love between trance and techno. I mean, the techno is like the guy that wants to deny the girl that is trance and, you know, trying to seduce him. But techno will always deny that it loves trance.
Yeah.
But you know, you can clearly see that techno is still embracing some of the trance. And now what's really hot and happening is a lot of classics are getting a techno revamp.
Mm-hmm.
In recent times, it was, I think, Universal Nation, for example, the Bart Skills remix and a couple of other tracks like that, you know, that really, apparently techno needs that. I mean, I'm a big techno fan, but my heart is with trance. So I understand that. And I understand it's difficult for some techno DJs to simply say, hey guys, I love trance. Yeah. That's not possible. I mean, which is fine. It's really great to see that love. Sometimes the two worlds come closer. And indeed, you're right. This year is one of those years that you can clearly see the influence of the techno sound on the current trance sound.
I love it. Well, is there a couple of tunes that you can put a little bit of extra spotlight on that are featured on the compilation that you can tell a little bit more about?
All the tracks are hand selected, of course. The couple of tracks that I really like is the Chapeau van Nerac track called Heaven.
An example that went from 1 to 8 to this track is 120 BPM.
Yeah, I pitched it up for the compilation.
Oh, okay.
so it's a little faster on the mix, but it fits the flow. But Shapov is the Russian producer that I 2 years ago released an EP with. We did three tracks together, and I signed these tracks to my label Armind. I just simply love them, and it's, you know, I'm really curious to see what Shapov is going to come on with the next couple of years. He's one of the most talented producers. 100%.
Yeah.
Avira with Chris Howard. Avira is Asaf from Toronto, Canada, amazing producer. He's only played for a crowd 3 times, I think.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But he, you know, we're going to hear a lot more from him. I released an EP with him, The Hollow Mask Illusion, which was 3 tracks, Hollow Mask and Illusion. Mm-hmm. And he sent this to me as an exclusive for the comp, a track called Gold with Chris Howard. I'm a big fan of Avira. I think he can go really, really far. And he's sticking to his roots, you know, which is important. And it's the sound of now. I think what happened with COVID as well, you see, obviously the harder dance music is having a tougher time because people can't dance. So I guess that's why slower music is more hot right now. You know, on the several playlists out there.
But what you see in America now, this is totally off topic, but I want to mention as well. What you see in America right now, the clubs are opening there. And you see that Deep House is actually doing really well. And also the slower trends like Marsh, Spencer Brown, they are doing fantastic right now.
Yeah, so it's great to see, but it's not where my heart really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not, hats off to those guys for doing well. But my heart will always be with trance. You know, the sound that was big in 99, 2000, because that's, you know, that was when my peak was, when Communication came out and everything started for me. Let me see. Yeah. Alexander Popov.
Yeah.
Control Me. Control Me. Such an incredible track, combining, you know, sort of electro house sound with trance. I'm a big fan of Alexander. He knows it. Russian producer and very, very talented. Love his Interplay label. We've played a lot of his tracks on the show. And this is another very different sounding track for him as well. Ali and Fila with Jess. They send a track, which I thought would be a more classic Ali and Fila sounding one, but they collaborated with Jess on a track that was instantly, you know, part of the On the Beach disc. I believe the best is yet to come.
became the pillar of the compilation.
Oh yeah, no way. I love the track. I love Jess's voice, of course. So it was very easy. That was an easy shot. You know, I want that as the last track of the first mix. Orjan Nielsen Volts was actually also created for the compilation, which is classic Orjan Nielsen sounding, you know, his bass arpeggios. And I guess it's a little bit back to his Between the Race sound from 2011, which, you know, a lot of people love. And that sound is still very popular. I'm glad that he's still doing that.
Yeah, I think also with Orjan, he knows the compilation always comes around this time of year.
Yep.
And he, probably in January or something like that, I need to make a new track for the compilation. That's, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Orjan, that's how you work with this.
Well, I know that producers actually do that, but then the track sometimes doesn't end up on the compilation, which is sad, but it is what it is, you know. I think you should always let the music do the talking, which for the radio show goes the same, you know. There's a lot of tracks even of my own that I haven't even played on a State of Trance because I feel it's not fitting the radio format. So, you know, I want a State of Trance, the compilation, but also the radio show, you know, if you listen to that, you listen to the tracks that are current, that are relevant. I may miss a few, but not a lot. You know, throughout the years, we haven't missed a lot of the really trance tracks. So we're not perfect, obviously, we're human, but yeah, I take pride in the fact that, you know, you and I are both on top of what's happening in the world of trance and progressive. Let me see. Yeah, the Giuseppe Ottaviani, of course, Italian friend. I've known him from when he was still part of New Energy. I actually met him a couple of times, and one of the nicest guys. I mean, we've met him here at a radio studio. One of the nicest guys, but also he has a very recognizable sound. He actually sent me a couple of tracks for the compilation, but there were too many.
Yeah.
So I signed Resonate.
Fantastic tune. Also a little bit in a different direction than he normally does.
Yeah, I signed that to Armin, but that's not on the compilation, unfortunately, because it didn't fit the flow, but a magical track. But other tracks did make the compilation, which is the one with Carrie. And
let me tell you something about this one, actually, because you don't know this either. But I did a little A&R-ing this because Carrie sent me that tune, I think, 2 years ago already.
Wow.
And she was asking me, do you know the person that would write something great on this? And then I sent it to Giuseppe. And it's always been laying in Giuseppe's studio and he never had time for it. But because of COVID, he has been so productive. He finally managed to finish this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Actually an older vocal.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Carrie writes fantastic music and she's produces as well. And then she finds a lot of other artists to work with. And yeah, beautiful. It's a beautiful tune.
Yeah. Well, thanks to COVID, I also had time to work with Giuseppe on a track. And that was also one of the easiest collaborations that I did. I guess we pretty much knew what kind of sound we were looking for and more of a classic Armin versus Giuseppe sound. And it really worked well. It did extremely well, that track. And of course, it's included on the compilation as well. Should I Wait is one of the tracks that's on the in the club mix. It's a track that I wrote together with Avalon. which is Valentine.
Yeah.
A Dutch singer, vocalist. Incredibly talented. I don't understand why that guy's not the next Justin Bieber.
He'll get there.
He's super talented. And he was with me on my bus tour because we did a track for my Balance album, mm-hmm. which is actually one of the opening tracks of the two disc. And he was with me on tour. We did a bus tour in January, February 2020. And we were touring together with Sam Martin, Max Madlock, and Avalon. And we were sitting in the bus and we had a piano, MIDI keyboard and some speakers. And we wrote this tune together. And I remember coming up that they were starting the lyrics. And we were sitting together and I said, "Should I wait?" Da-na. And I was saying that sort of was born like when we were sitting in the bus. And wow, that's great. Let's record it. But it was a ballad, you know. And Sam actually recorded the vocals properly because we were touring, but we were near his house. Mm-hmm. So he recorded it. We pitched down the tempo. Normally you would pitch it up. It was 93. We pitched it down to 89 BPM. Just sounded more emotional that way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was kind of a problem because...
How do you create a dance form bomb out of that?
Yeah, it was kind of a problem because I'd written this beautiful ballad, but you know, my God, Armin van Buuren written something on 89 BPM, which if you double it is...
It's hardcore speed.
It's hard style. Yeah. So, but I managed to squeeze it into a Rising Star formula. Should I wait for you? For you. Really wanted to do a classic Rising Star mix because it reminds me of tracks like Burned with Desire, which also started as a chill out track. Mm-hmm. The original version of Burned with Desire was never meant to be a single. No. It was meant to be part of the 76 album, mm-hmm. as a dedication to Ibiza, to the Balearic sound. So yeah, I did a Rising Star mix of Should I Wait, and it was actually came together pretty easy. I pitched down the vocals a little bit. Slowed down the vocals a little bit, but it works and it's doing really well. So I'm happy that that's part of the compilation.
Did you write some more music on the bus tour that is not going to be released or is going to be released in the near future?
Yeah, I wrote some more tracks on the bus tour. Actually, a lot of things happened on the bus tour that still have to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Still.
It was such a creative... I've been part of it for 4 or 5 days and I was on the bus with all these artists as well. We had those... Bed Bunkers, which was amazing, but the creative atmosphere was insane because people were writing music the whole day through. It's unbelievable.
It was really cool. Another one, David Forbes. I love his sound. I mean, one of the things that strikes me most about David Forbes is that he's been on a dance floor. You can hear that in his production. No disrespect to producers that are more bedroom producers because, you know, some of these bedroom productions sound amazing. But there's a big difference between making a track for your bedroom or making it for a dance floor. And David Forbes knows how to do that. Whenever I play a David Forbes track in my set, it always sounds massive in my sets. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wanted to include it as the last track of the CD too. You know, you can go out with a little bit of a bang. And he always does, you know, and... I remember playing one of his tracks in my Tomorrowland set when the on the State of Trance stage when we were not allowed to go in because that tent collapsed, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And we had to stand outside. And I remember playing one or two of his tracks and just simply his oomph, you know, his kick, his bass line, the energy that he always puts in his tracks is simply amazing. And I think he sent me 3 tracks and I had to pick one, which was really difficult. But then the key of the previous track always helps me, you know, because mm-hmm. it guides me like, okay, if we come out of, you know, F minor, you know, it has to be C minor or F minor or, you know, so we can go to the next one. I don't always follow the keys, by the way, because if you make a mix in just in the same key, it sounds boring as hell.
That's true.
Yeah. You don't want that. But, you know, if I can take the key into account, then I definitely will.
All right. Well, we have a lot of emails actually that came in from people, because we got a lot of emails from people that like certain albums help them a lot throughout their life, or has been a soundtrack of a happy period in their life. So we have a couple of emails that we can read out if you want to.
Yeah.
I think I'll start off with João Mauro, because we asked people to highlight a certain compilation out of all of them that are released so far. And he is from Portugal and writes that the State of Trance 2007, that's when he started listening. And 2009 was the compilation that that he loves the most. The compilation gathers so much classics and still amazing to hear all of them in the same album. From this album, I felt the trance scene evolved globally and it was never the same again. It hits on the beach. Disc followed you every summer and the club mix shows me every time why trance music is so important to my everyday life. That's beautiful.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't remember what's on 2009 anymore. But no,
we can just grab it here for a second. Hold
on. What tracks were on 2009? I don't remember.
It's 2009. Those were the nice white covers.
Uh-huh.
It started out with Never Fade Away, John O'Callaghan Andy Diggett. And
yeah.
Change Your Mind, Sun Lounger. What else was on there? Helpless, Mine and Shane 54. You Walk Away, but Tidy. Rex Mundi, Nothing At All, Susanna. That period. So I understand why this has been a big one for you, Oshao.
Yep. Cool.
Another one from Georgie Homsey. He writes, "The State of Trance 2009 is where it all started for you. For me, it was recommended to my dad from his friend who is a DJ. And trance wasn't that big in Lebanon back then. I had two CDs on the beach and in the club. To this day, the album intro Never Fade Away, so the one we were just talking about, the John O'Callaghan remix, is the song that I think of whenever imagining a beach party or around the sunset. This was the album that introduced me to trance, and I made all my friends listen to it. I couldn't believe that I got the opportunity to watch A State of Trance 600 in Lebanon, dancing on the volcano." That's what you said.
Yeah, it was amazing.
"I've listened to the album a dozen times, and it was also the reason why your little brother became DJ." Awesome. Yeah.
So nice to hear.
Yeah. Another section that we get at some questions for you or for us that we can answer.
Okay.
Starting off with Tone Ross. How do tracks get selected for the mix?
Well, like I said before, I always shortlist tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick tracks that I like. I start with, I like this track or I don't like it. Mm-hmm. So
you gather them throughout months already.
Yeah. So it starts basically... Once one compilation is released, I already start with the next one.
Yeah.
So I have a Dropbox folder and I try to gather as much original masters in there as I can. And I try to, you know, talk to producers, like say, okay, you know, do you want to make a track for the compilation or do you have something coming up? And I ask them to postpone the release for the...
Which is sometimes the hardest part, I guess.
Hardest part, yeah. I can understand. Because it's not a guarantee. If I put you on a shortlist, doesn't mean you're going to be on the comp. But... Yeah, and once I hit the 80 to 100 mark, then I put everything into one folder and I categorize everything in key and BPM. And then I start manually shifting the tracks. So moving the tracks to the on the beach disc and in the club disc. And some tracks is fairly obvious which can be on the beach. And some tracks are very fairly obvious to be in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Some tracks I can fit in between both, but it's sometimes really difficult because I know that... you know, if you get selected for the mix, you actually earn money.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So for a lot of producers, it is important that their track is included. But I try not to think of that. I really try to think of it as a music lover and as a human being rather than a businessman. It's really trying to think like, okay, as a trance lover, would I play this track? Would I play it again? Do I want to hear it more than once? And if the answer is yes, then you know it usually has a higher chance of actually getting included in the mix. What's really important for me is, like I said, flow. That is the most important thing.
Flow and storytelling.
And everything, including my own productions, they're not more important than flow. You know, if the mix has a flow, if it tells a story, you know, it's like a good DJ mix. You know, it's because you play those two tracks in that order at that specific time. It takes you on a journey. And 70 minutes is quite long. because you can't really just, you know, build up and then have a big peak around 40 minutes. And then, you know, you really have to have several stories within a mix like that. So that is basically what I do. I listen to the flow. So it means a big track, a current massive track, will not make the compilation because I feel it doesn't fit the flow.
Some hard choices there.
Yes.
00 Speeches wants to know, how did the idea behind the mix album series come to life?
It was actually an idea of my business partner, Michael. He said, do you want to do an annual compilation? I was like, annual? It was something that we, you know, remember from the big British compilations around 2000, you know, when you were...
Gatecrashers, annuals and stuff like that.
Yeah. It was always like a big annual thing. So that's basically what we did, but we actually put the year behind it. Yeah.
DJ Moya Nuper wants to know, what inspires you to create this annual compilation?
The music inspires me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same goes for the radio show. If the music wouldn't inspire me anymore, if I wouldn't get excited about the music, then I would stop. But yeah. I'm surprised that still after 20 years, I still love doing this. And, you know, the music still surprises me.
Kutz has the new one, the next question for Armin and myself. What is your favorite Estate of Trance album?
2005.
Yeah.
That's or the one with Tuvon, I think. 2008.
Furthest away.
2007, I love the one, yeah, although I don't like the yellow cover.
I've never been.
No, I don't like that.
That's a good picture. I don't know if you can. There, this
I don't like the cover.
But this is actually my favorite.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, because I think that was also the first year that I was involved in the radio show as well. But especially Light the Skies, the first tune of Emma Hewitt was released with Chris Lake, Carry Me Away.
Oh, yeah.
That really defines On the Beach for me, this one. Mm. I don't know why, but yeah. Also, The Blazed Collapse, yeah. Also, beautiful tune. Next one, Armin van Buuren's Quad wants to know, what is your absolute favorite track from Estate of Trance 2021?
Ooh, putting me on the spot. You're putting me on the spot. I really wouldn't know. You know,
the weird thing is that, like I said before, you haven't experienced them on the dance floor yet either.
Well, every track has a special connection. I mean, I can't mention one of myself. I think that would be weird. But I think I should have seen it coming. Frankie Wah.
That's the one I wanted to say.
You have to pick another one.
Yeah. No. That's definitely my favorite. I think that's also the definition that you would like to ask around as well to other people, which track was important for them at the moment, because everybody here in the office loves that tune so much.
So that, and it's not an Armada tune. It's signed to Junabeats.
Yeah, so Junabeats. Yeah. So I think, that's definitely my favorite one as well. Snee Mak Ija wants to know, what is your favorite vocal trance tune ever? Probably one of the tracks that's on one of these compilations.
Well, there's so many. But if you really put a gun to my head, I'd say Autumn Tactics by She Kang.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's before this compilation series started.
Yeah.
Nice one. That's a good one. Simply Sova wants to know, speaking about albums, will there ever be a Universal Religion chapter 8?
Okay, here's the scoop. Probably.
Yeah?
Probably.
No way, I didn't
Not
know that.
Not sure yet.
Here's a scoop. Maybe? Yeah. No.
I think, you know, I love the Universal Religion concept, but it's very different than a State of Trance. So
how is it different? Besides, I think the last couple of editions were all recorded live in Ibiza, right?
Yeah. It's really more of a Balearic kind of approach, more mystique, you know, that kind of thing.
The last one already, Marsocia. No question, actually. Just want to say thank you for keeping a State of Trance going through COVID.
Ah, thank you. That means a lot. Well, thank you for keeping State of Trance alive. I mean, thank God we had this radio show and this radio studio and the compilation. So it kept the sane during the lockdown. You know, it was a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's it already. That's all the questions.
Yeah, thank you once again for listening to this podcast. Remember, it's out now, State of Trance 2021. Including, I think, 7 or 8 of my own brand new productions that I all produced during COVID.
Media album.
But it's also to get ready for my sets in the future. And I hope this album will be with you for years to come.
Yeah, should we give away a couple of copies at the end?
Good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
We would love to hear some more stories. So send your story of your favorite State of Trance compilation for, like what I said, State of Trance 2007 has been my favorite, even with the picture on the cover. Send your story to armin@thestateoftrance.com and put in the subject title podcast and mention your address details in there.
Thank you for listening.